Time to welcome some new takes.
Right this way.
To Bad Take Boulevard.
If only there was something in your head to control the things you say.
It's the dumbest argument ever.
With Jeremy and Joe.
Can I just say that I'm an idiot for listening to you?
What are the worst takes of the week? 713-780-3776. We're Hill in for Joe. Joe's at CubCon. John McClain picked the Steelers to beat the Texans. I got to give it to John, though. He's still making bad takes after all these years. I wish that I make bad takes as long as John McClain makes bad takes.
John's the best.
He is the best.
He's like the nicest person.
Very nice.
And he is so comfortable with his own skin in his takes.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care.
Makes the list. Four of the five ESPN
pregame
analysts picked the Steelers. Kelsey Clark, SVP, all picked the Steelers. Our guy Spears, Marcus Spears, only one to pick the Texans. ESPN don't know ball.
You know why Marcus Spears picked the Texans?
I have a feeling.
He's a Longhorn, that's why. By association.
You're getting it on both ends today. At least you went to Texas.
Yeah.
Brian went to Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, are you a Longhorn fan?
I am a Longhorn fan, yeah.
Where'd you go to school?
Alvin Community College.
That's all right, man. Here now.
Is it all right?
It's all right. It doesn't bug me as much.
It starts here, changes the world.
Hey.
I don't think it's right. I don't think it's all right.
No?
No, it's all right.
I don't care about fandom.
I didn't play for the Texans either, so whatever.
Man, be a fan of whichever team, all that. I'm good with it. It's not taking away from my fandom. It's not taking away from your fandom. It's, in fact, bringing money to our fandom.
That's true.
Come on to the bandwagon, man. Spend more money.
I wouldn't mind it if it was my fandom.
Pitching on the NIL while you're at it.
Yeah, Brian.
I'm in radio. I can't put in money.
They need to buy some offensive linemen for sure.
They did. They just got one.
Wake?
Yeah, Wake Forest.
Number one transfer portal ranking.
That's right.
They're going to be good.
Did you see that ridiculous number that they're spending $40 million on the roster, the Longhorns? Yeah.
There needs to be a salary cap in college football.
That's what I was about to say.
And a salary floor.
My takes on the Dodgers do not apply to the Longhorns.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. It's a different world, man. It's pro sports. It's pro sports. It's the feeder league to the NFL. Jerry the Kid, the Barstool guy, had a certain thought on C.J. Stroud.
But C.J. Stroud, in the cold, is a loser.
He's a loser.
Whoa.
He was kind of right a little bit of the time, but he was wrong in the grand scheme of things.
I heard Dell talking about this in the morning as well about CJ in the cold, right, against Michigan. That's probably the best
snow
data point, right, like Michigan, because that's the coldest game you get. Never beat him, right? It wasn't good. So I guess he's not good in cold.
He's been asked about that. He talks about, like, he references some games where it's been cold where they've won. I think it was cold in Kansas City this year, too, when they won.
Yeah, it was below freezing.
Yeah.
Or right at freezing.
One in Pittsburgh when it was cold.
Yeah.
This past weekend. He played great football.
Hey, man, he made the throw when he needed to. Outside of the cold hands, I really think it was the cold hands.
That's
not a good sign for this week, then.
No.
He needs some gloves. Okay. I wonder, maybe he wears gloves. Maybe he wears gloves
just
this
on
week.
The left hand. Just it helps a little bit. What is the weather? I've heard snow,
it's
rain.
It's supposed to be similar temperature, but it's supposed to snow a bit.
So at least the day before, 30s? But they're still not sure.
I think it's supposed to be low 30s.
Yeah. This is information we don't have access to.
No, I looked it up earlier this week.
There's no way to know.
No, but it's been changing so much because I've heard snow now.
It's still three days out. Weather changes.
All right, let's go. Foxborough.
Right now, the high is 38, the low is 28 with a 75% chance of snow.
Okay, the snow is going to be an issue, obviously, because the field gets wet, especially if it's not.
And they kick off at 2, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2.
Is it sunny at all?
No.
Okay, so overcast. Okay.
But could that help the Texans' defense? Like, if it's a defensive game, like, doesn't that favor the Texans?
I don't think it's a bad thing.
Yeah, so, like, if it's a defensive and running game, like, I think that favors Texans.
Fix Stroud, but I don't think it's a disadvantage for the Texans that it'll be snowy and cold.
What's Drake May's record in snow games?
I don't know.
He didn't have any in North Carolina. I know.
I was going to say, like, what? We don't. How come we're not playing that game with him? It's not like he's had a ton of.
You know what it is?
What?
Because he plays in New England and CJ Stroud plays in Houston, and we assign and we associate where they play professionally as how they handle the cold. It's the most ridiculous thing we do in sports.
I'm going to look this up in the break. How many true cold games has he played in?
It's ridiculous.
It's not that many.
Well, they're from New England, so they know what it's like to be cold. Well, they're from Houston. They know about heat. We eliminate the fact, like, where they went to school, where they grew up, how many games they've actually played in the cold. It's outrageous.
Because that Bills game was, I'm assuming it was cold. Sure. It was like 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, roughly. There was a little bit of snow, and Drake May sucked in the second half.
There you go.
Although Brian Barrett said it's not Drake's fault. It was the receiver's fault. They couldn't get open.
Yeah. It was the same thing with Stroud. The reason he fumbled five times is because it's a center.
Yeah.
It was Andrew's fault with all of those. There was a Steelers fan who, Mina Kimes, I guess, was talking up the Texans and even Barry Hill. He says that, or Evan, I've never been more confident in the Steelers than I am after reading Mina Kimes is on the Texans.
Why are we so still doing that?
Took a shot at Mina. Man, he's wrong. He made the list.
Yeah.
Eh.
Are we still doing that Mina Kimes thing? Like, oh, she's very well educated.
I think she's very well educated.
And I think she's very well in her takes as well. I don't think they're bad.
My thing with I don't either. And yeah. I like her overall. I think a lot of hers is more like research, study, and then repeating kind of what she, and then if, you know, yeah, making a take based on her research.
But is that what we all do?
Some. I think the counterpoint would be that maybe like she doesn't see it when it happens, you know, like she doesn't like, okay, like she doesn't know why this guy was able to break free or why this defense was able to get exposed. She has to rely on the numbers or somebody else saying.
Do a lot of sports radio hosts?
Not really.
Yeah, and I'm not like arguing no, with not you. Really. I'm saying like a lot of media personalities don't know that either. Like
no,
you look at the biggest sports personalities on Barstool, ESPN. Do they know that?
No. CJ Stroud can't play in the cold.
What are we basing this on?
They don't know who Woody Marks is.
I love the fact that Mina Kimes is researching and putting in hours and watching film. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
If that's
now,
your...
is it too analytical at times?
That's all right. That's her thing.
It's a bit too analytical for me, but you're right.
Yeah.
It's her thing. People like it. I'm not everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You want more feel.
I do, yeah. In my football, yes.
Who's your guy? Like, who do you respect?
Oh, that's a great question. I never really thought about that. Yeah. It kind of depends. I don't watch a whole lot of stuff.
I don't watch
a lot of commentary about stuff. Because I like to form my own opinion on things, which is terrible opinions, and I know I don't know ball. It depends. Like, it's sometimes stuff I see on the algorithms. Mm-hmm.
As you think, because
sometimes guys calling the game. I think Aitman does a fantastic job. Yeah. Like Aitman blasting the Texans 2-minute offense is like, okay, well, yeah, I've been saying that all year. I'm glad somebody else did.
And like you could tell he knew, like, this was a trend with the team that he noticed.
Yeah.
And that's why he called it out so much.
No, I do like Aitman. You just don't get a lot of Aitman, right? Yeah. You just get him in the 3-hour window of the game. So
yeah, there's so many talented writers, and there's just so much information out there.
Yeah, I guess I do a lot more of the reading aspect of it. But I don't watch any like the talking head shows.
Yeah,
like
I don't either.
They're yelling at each other, and
the best of the stuff from that is going to end up on your algorithm anyway. So why would I watch live?
Exactly. The graphic of the Texans defensive starters the other day had Jimmy Ward listed.
You just made the list.
Oh, we were around.
That's not good.
Oakmont Bakery. I guess this is a bakery around Pittsburgh. They had cookies that said, okay, Houston, you have a problem. Multiple cookies. They're selling dozens and dozens of these.
You just made the list.
I was arguing with a random Cub fan on Twitter back in May. He got sensitive whenever I said that Isak Paredes was outperforming Kyle Tucker at the time, which he was. He got mad at me. He's like, you have to delete your Twitter account if Kyle Tucker re-signs with the Cubs.
And?
I he didn't respond to me today.
Did the guy delete?
I said he deleted his account. Or he blocked me, I think. I think he blocked me.
See, that's soft. He should have to delete his
account. Really soft.
I asked him update, and then I couldn't find the tweet again.
I do like the pettiness that you have. Like, what update?
I saved it since May.
I know you
have. It's been in my bookmark since May. We're gonna see this. We might rue the day here.
I used to do that. I would hold on to things.
Yeah.
And then I just stopped. I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
You know who really got me one time? And I think I quote tweeted him. Oh, man, I'm blank. And I'm not... he's the producer for the Drive Time show on 610.
Tyler Milner.
Yes. And I was not being disrespectful to the Milner family. I just blanked on the name.
He's an Aggie, though, so...
He's an Aggie. And he would, like, during Longhorn losses, he would celebrate, like, a win, and I would bookmark everything. And then when the Aggies would lose, I wanted to fire off tweets, but I never did.
So you know what I do in those moments?
What do you do?
I like their comment.
Oh, so you know I'm watching you.
So I'm not embarrassing them publicly.
But you know. He knows that you know.
I just want you to know that I know, and now you know I know. That's usually my play. Now, if it's a random, like, I'll dunk on him. But
I'll quote. I always have three responses in mind if I quote tweet something.
Oh, really?
I always fight the battle in my head.
I hate quote tweets for the most part. Like, I don't like quote tweet as a response. Like, if you're using quote tweets have a there's a, you know, there's a meaning for them,
yeah,
right? There's a rationale for a quote tweet. I don't like when people respond to your tweet with quote tweets.
Oh, you're saying just keep it in the
so
thread.
So annoying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then it's hard to
it's
follow.
It's like, do you think argument. The Texans will win? Quote tweet, yes. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's I get
the
point? What you're saying.
What, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Are you putting this out there for your followers?
I get it.
Or people like try to argue like something too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's there should be a salary cap in baseball. Quote tweet. No, there shouldn't be a salary cap in baseball, idiot. Like, are you engaging in conversation now?
You're,
or are you just dunking?
I get what
you're attempting to dunk on them.
Well, sometimes people are engaging in conversation. That's what's like the frustration of the quote tweet. If you're just going to do it 100% of the time to dunk on somebody, cool.
It's like there's a reason why you can just reply.
Yeah.
That's let's converse.
People
there.
Use the quote tweet as a reply way too much. Way too much.
That's a good point.
In my opinion.
I forgot what he triggered me with something and I quote tweeted.
That's great.
I'm gonna look it up. Because now I'm curious. I don't even remember. I don't even care anymore.
I care now though.
I know, me too.
Yeah,
I'm
invested now.
I want to know too.
Caller Keith. He called the other day. This is so trivial, but it's Caller Keith, so we have to pick on him. He said that Jonnu Smith had a 20-yard touchdown run earlier this season. We threw the BS flag on him. He sent us the video of the Jonnu Smith touchdown run. It was 14 yards.
Oh.
So very petty of us and trivial, but at the same time, he's like, it's 20 yards. Yeah. And then he sends the video trying to defend that it was 20 yards when the line of scrimmage was at the 14. So I don't know if he was like self-reporting a bad take or if he was arguing with
maybe.
Us. I couldn't quite
but
figure
like,
it out.
I defend the pettiness if he sent in a 14-yard TD score to defend right. his argument. Like, that's yeah. like, can't you just look at it so and then not send it?
We think he made the list, Keith. All right, that's
you just made the list!
Let us know whenever you get that. Every hill. A mailbag Monday on a Monday, on a Friday. Lots of Texans questions here, too, that we're going to hit for you. So you got your Texans questions, any questions you want to ask Raheel in for Joe, myself as well. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, HRMP listener line. Raheel in for Joe, Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, 97.9 HD2. First a moment on HRMP, Human Resources and Payroll. Cougar owned by my colleague, Go Cougs. He used to protect a Heisman Trophy winner. Now he's protecting businesses. Been doing it for 25 years, too. Business owners, let HRMP help you. They can help you with HR compliance, benefits administration. Maybe it's the payroll. You're sick of that. Onboarding. Onboarding seems annoying. Don't do it. Let HRMP do it. They can help in any of those areas, all of those areas. No menus, no boxes with HRMP. Doesn't matter how small or how big the job. HRMP is going to completely customize a plan for whatever you and your business needs. You have a problem. You have an issue. You want to take a little bit off your plate, a lot off your plate. HRMP is going to find a way to help you. They do it in a way that's unique. Technology meets service. They have the best tech, but you're going to love that service. We use it here at Gal. Anytime I have a question, fire off an email. Very quick to get back to me. Very thankful we use HRMP here at Gal. So go ahead and give them a call, 281-880-6525. Let HRMP customize a plan for you, 281-880-6525. Or check them out online at HRP.net. That's HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
Mail call!
Mailbag with Jeremy and Joe.
You've got mail.
Mailbag Monday on a Friday. Raheel in for Joe. Jeremy and Raheel. ESPN 975 979 HD2. Have you ever heard of this app, Too Good to Go?
No, what's that?
My wife put me on it yesterday, actually. So there's like restaurants that have a surplus of food,
okay.
And they don't want to throw it out. So they'll put it on like really cheap on this app.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but you don't know what you're going to get. Like, I just did one. It's a surprise bag, $15 worth of food for $4.99. I have no idea what I'm getting, though.
Can you say which restaurant?
Sure, why not? Angry Mom's Kitchen. I've never heard of it prior to today. I looked it up.
What was the app name?
And it's like too good to go.
Too good to go?
The number two or just
two? So it's T-O-O, good T-O to go. So like two... It's too good.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's food
go.
They don't want to throw out, but that feels like they wouldn't know ahead of time food they not going like to need, right? Like, how would they guarantee?
This place is a Thai restaurant, so I'm going to get Thai food tonight. $15 of Thai food for $4.99.
Yo.
And so I don't know what I'm going to get.
Yeah, you don't
know. They're going to have a surplus, and they're going to put whatever the surplus is in my box.
I've seen bakeries do that.
My wife brought home bakery the other day, Italian bakery. It was fantastic.
And it was like $5.
Yeah, and it was good. Like, it was like four or five different pastries that were delicious.
Dang, you just, okay.
Yeah, like, I this is my first day using this app. It's pretty fun.
Promo code Jeremy.
Yeah, I know.
Promo code Killer B.
Killer B.
Promo code Killer B. That hits too close to home.
What up, H-Town?
Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Segue to that. But yeah, I'm going to get some Angry Mom's Kitchen here a little bit. Hopefully it's nice. Good. I don't know. They got a 3.9 out of 5.
I mean, you're only paying out. $5.
I know. Like, yeah, that's the thing. I might eat it on the way home, and if I don't like it, I might stop again.
It's 3.9 out of 5 good? That's like the Texans offense.
I don't.
Are you saying the Texans offense is good, is what you just said?
Yeah, 3.9 yeah, sure. is go not a good rating.
Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. La Sasa, you're in with Jeremy and Rahil. What's up?
Hey, sports to you, sir.
Wrong show.
Hey, so I was thinking make drive time great again and switch out Ho George for Easy, RIP CityCast, and hashtag rehire the man.
I didn't hear a single thing he said.
He said, sub me out for Joe George. Never. I love Joe George. He's great. I enjoyed listening to y'all when I'm driving
just
around.
You, Joe.
And then RIP CityCast. Yeah. RIP to the homies.
How long was that run?
For me, it was almost 2 years.
That's a
I think
run.
As a show, it was 3 years.
Who did it before you?
Lisa Gray.
Okay.
The
I'm not familiar with Lisa.
Editor of the opinion section.
I do not know this man.
on the Houston Chronicle.
She's a woman. Yeah.
But... in the Houston Chronicle. Shows.
Okay. Do you dye your hair or beard? Obviously, BMAC doesn't.
I don't. No. I
facts.
Don't.
I do not.
I don't either. I am getting grays, though.
I am. I cut my hair this morning because I have a Fury broadcast on Sunday, so I'm on camera a lot.
Yeah.
And I was like, I get haircuts for that. But before my hair, you could see the grays coming
yeah.
out. My beard, you could see it a little bit. My mom actually pointed that to me.
Beard.
I'm 40 years old.
Same.
Right?
We're the same age.
We're the same age. Yeah. My mom one day goes, you're getting grays. I'm like, thanks, mom.
I got a lot in my beard, like my chin. Yeah. But I mean, I shave pretty often.
Yeah, you don't keep a...
No.
You don't keep a sexy beard.
But like whenever it grows out for a few days, I see it. I'm like, dang, it's gray right here.
Yeah.
Super gray. And in my hair, I got it quite a bit. My grandpa would dye his hair. I remember as a young kid.
My dad used to do it. I'm not going to do it.
I don't think
I'll
do it.
Enough.
I don't either. Plus, I think it makes you look smarter.
Yeah. And that pepper look is in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's guys who are in their 20s going with the pepper look.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah. I think it's weird for a 20-year-old to do it, though.
Yeah.
Like, you're 20. What are you doing?
Dude, enjoy it.
I did have a. I knew a guy in high school that was like bald though. Like before we graduated, it was kind of weird.
Yeah,
Weech Draw best rapper of all time.
What did he say? Who he asked said, that?
Weech Draw did.
Personally, if you put a Kanye song on for me,
really,
it's always Kanye's number one.
I've always,
but he's
reason,
not the best rapper of all time by any means. I'm just saying personally, like,
you like Kanye.
That's my dude.
I've always liked Biggie for some reason.
Biggie?
I think it's because I like I saw the movie and like yeah. like kind of read up on the history of it. So
lyrically,
he always
smooth.
Yeah.
The puns.
I always like Biggie. I like Eminem too, though.
Eminem.
Yeah.
Tupac is up there. Jay-Z, you can make a case.
Can you say Tupac if you're a Biggie guy, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Turns out it was all right. P. Diddy just orchestrating the whole thing. With
have
baby
you seen
oil.
the Diddy doc on Netflix?
That's what we learned. Is
someone
that,
spoiled it for me. They're talking about like some of the
it's like
things
Diddy,
he was doing. I was like, I don't want to watch that. I'm good.
He's a very bad person.
Yeah.
According to this documentary, it was directed by and produced by Alex Stapleton, who is a Houstonian. If you want to watch a serious documentary on the city of Houston,
yeah.
watch God, what is it? God Fears Texas? God Loves Texas? What was the documentary? But episode 3, it's on HBO Max. Look it up for me, please. Sorry. It's
God
a documentary
Fears,
series, and there's 4 different directors who did an episode on certain parts of Texas. Episode 3 was Houston and how the east side is so messed up because of all the oil, the plants, everything.
Watch and God Save Texas?
God Save Texas. That's it. Just a discrepancy on how we live in the
yeah,
city of
Alex
Houston.
Stapleton.
She did a wonderful job. I think it's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen. It's one episode, about an hour. Please watch it.
Like, how far east are we talking about here?
Like, East Houston. Not Edo. East Houston. Like, where all the plants are, all the refineries.
Like getting close to Pasadena down there?
Yeah. It's very heartbreaking. So.
To go in with the right mindset.
Go in. It's hard to watch.
How would Rahil feel if he fell into... Hold on a second. How would Rahil feel if he bit into a kolache and it was just filled with piping hot baked beans?
I'd be all right. Burn my mouth. As long as
there's
no swine.
Is there an inside joke here?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I thought you... I was like, when I read that, I was like, he must hate baked beans.
No, I don't. I have no feelings towards.
I mean, I don't think I would order that, and I probably wouldn't want another bite, but man, some I think baked it'd be okay some, in that bite.
Baked beans with some brown sugar.
Ooh. Yeah. You know what I think is an underrated bite? You know how you do like a barbecue plate, like at a cookout or something like that, and you get the potato salad, mustard, please, and then you have the baked bean next to it.
Yeah.
A little like baked bean, potato salad, same bite. A
little remix.
A little underrated bite.
One could say
underrated bite.
One could say you just described yourself. A little potato salad.
It wouldn't be a baked bean, though. It'd be a refried
bean.
It'd
be a pinto bean. Yeah, a little pinto bean.
Sheesh. That was well done.
I got you, brother.
I went
barbecue?
One year at Halloween, I went as what'd me. You know.
What'd you go as?
White, half Mexican.
Nice. I like that.
I won a costume contest.
Barbecue? Kind of over it.
Disagree.
You're over barbecue?
I'm over it. One, it's too expensive now.
It is very expensive.
That's true.
It's all the brisket because they have to let it sit now, right? It's never hot. It's always lukewarm. I like hot food. It's like the experience now. I'm like, I just paid $90.
It is very expensive.
And the sides were the best part.
Which is crazy because barbecue is a food that started off for poor people.
Yes.
You know what? The food that also started off that way was seafood, like lobster, crab. That started off as a poor person food. Those are probably the two most expensive. Seafood and barbecue.
Yeah, so I'm kind of over it.
I hear you on the expensive.
But I still eat it.
If you gave me free brisket, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna microwave it because it's always cold.
Nah, it's not always cold.
Always cold. To me, lukewarm is cold.
I had some brisket last night. JBRM.
Coach's show?
Very good.
Was it hot?
It was hot, yeah.
You got ate it there?
It was hot. It was very good.
Man.
Yeah. A little pork rib. Double Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts are good.
Their Brussels sprouts are top notch.
Man, so I had a lamb taco. They were at the Texas Monthly Taco Fest.
Oh, really?
A couple of months back, and they did a lamb taco.
I've never had a lamb taco. That sounds good.
It's good.
Let's talk about Will Levis. I'm curious to see where Will Levis lands next year. Very excited to see what he does. I think somebody was putting the bad take thing. 713-780-ESPN. Ask Rahizi why U of H is better than UT in basketball.
Because y'all have a culture. You have a damn good coach. Possibly one of the greats. And they were unwavering in what they wanted to build. Texas is very wavering in what they wanted to build.
Yeah.
And the Chris Beard situation, some people are arguing maybe they should have just held tight. And because he got a job right after.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Quickly. And there was no negative press about it, by the way. Nobody was like, whoa, why are you hiring Chris Beard? Are you going against everything your university stands for? Nobody did that. So there is an argument in certain Texas hoop circles that like, whoa, you reacted way too fast. Like, you got to let it play out.
Sure.
And they didn't.
And all the charges were dropped like almost immediately, right?
Yeah. Everything.
He's a good coach.
Yeah.
Real good coach. I like Miller, though. I think Miller will get him going.
Two top 15 wins in the last two games.
Yeah, yeah, undefeated. They beat undefeated Vandy.
Yeah, killed them.
Yeah, won what was it by 20?
Yeah,
Tremont Mark's doing great things for them. Go Cougs.
Great Coug.
Go Cougs.
Great Coug.
He had some big moments. Tremont Mark, half court shot against Memphis. I think it was the final game of the regular season. Had a big game against Rutgers on their run to the Final Four in 21.
That's what I remember that game.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, we got that guy.
The tip in and one.
And it's just been like. Can we get that guy?
He's
all right.
He's always been streaky.
Yeah.
He's always been streaky. He's a grown man now. Tortas or burritos?
Tortas. I'm actually getting a torta on the way home.
You have a spot?
I have a truck in Richmond. So if you're ever in Richmond, Tacos La Parrilla, it's in this gas station. It's a green school bus. They converted to a taco truck. It was near my old house, and I've been going there since 2019.
It sounds great.
And it is the best torta.
They do avocado spread on it?
Not a spread. They put slices.
Slices of the avocado. Do they do a refried bean spread?
Bean spread, and they melt the cheese.
Oh, that's so good.
They do the griddle cheese.
Asada?
Huh?
Do a carne asada?
I'm going to do carne.
Yeah.
I'm a gente, man. I'm la raza,
you know
bro.
What I don't like on my tortas, though?
What?
Mayo. Yeah, mayo is a quick
who puts
way.
Mayo on
I've seen it done.
Who?
The mayonnaise.
It's an odd take coming from the Will Levis guy.
I hate mayo.
I love mayo.
Do you like mayo?
Oh, brother, we will fight.
My wife loves mayo. I hate mayo.
I
hate it. I've seen mayo on tortas. I cannot eat it.
Not on tortas. I won't do it.
It's weird on tortas.
How about a Chick-fil-A spicy sandwich?
Okay. No.
No?
I understand the rationale, though, like a little bit of like, you know.
A little bit?
A little bit of cool with the spice. Like it kind of goes together. I get the pairing.
You're gonna,
I just don't like mayonnaise.
You're going to hate me then. I put double mayo on that, on both sides.
No,
what, four packets total?
I mean, it's kind of like why ranch mayo is good with buffalo wings. Like, it's the coolingness of that paired with the spice. It is a good pairing. I know that, but I just don't.
It cuts through the acid on burgers?
Right.
No mayo?
Can't do mayo. I don't like mayo. If you put too much mayo on it, I can eat a little bit of it, but if you put too much on it, in the trash.
Give me mayo, bro.
That's where my wife is, too.
I right now, I will tell my wife to send a picture of this. I've got a Sam's Club size mayo jar in my fridge. We use mayo a lot. Make sauces and stuff, but man, on a sandwich.
Okay, in sauces I can do, but like plain, uh-uh.
Bro, on a good deli sandwich.
I go burritos, though. I like
you
both.
Like burritos?
Yeah, I mean, the tortilla I like a little bit more than the bread.
I like that.
The vessel
bread, if it's a good bread, though.
Yeah, I love them.
A torta bread.
Love them both.
Yo, I love tortas in general.
They're so good.
That's for everybody. If you know the meme, then you know the meme. Shout out to the torta pounders.
That could mean a lot of different things.
Jeremy, sorry. I know you got a break. I got you an Apple AirPods Max.
Looking out for me.
$370. You got to pull the trigger.
Goodness.
You must act now.
You're not
you
a friend act. That I need in my life.
Is
this an infomercial? You're an expensive friend.
It's a used pair on Amazon, still certified.
Have it been in other people's ears? I'll think about it.
Reused ear?
Nah. I'll think about
nah,
it.
Nah, they certify, clean it. You save $500.
Texans mailbag. What questions do you have for the Texans, or about the Texans? 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Rahil in for Joe, Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, 97.9 HD2. 2026 is here. What are your resolutions? Is one of them getting a new vehicle, whether it's a new one, maybe it's a pre-owned, maybe you have a company and you use the commercial fleet vehicles? Well, that's the best. I think Monument Chevrolet has the best in the business at the commercial vehicle fleet. But now is the time to upgrade your ride. Maybe that's one of your resolutions, to upgrade the ride, and Monument Chevrolet is the place to do it. Monument Chevrolet has that great culture. We talk about it all the time. They hire great people. You can feel it. It's palpable the moment you walk into the showroom. They take care of their salespeople, too. It's why they are next level when it comes to selling you your vehicle. They take care of their salespeople. You can trust their salespeople. They're not going to lie to you. They're not going to hassle with you over pricing. You're going to love your experience. Why they've been in the business for 50 years, five decades, a pillar of the community. It's because people trust Monument Chevrolet. Tell them your budget. They're going to work hard to meet that budget and get you in a vehicle you want. Maybe it's the Silverado. Maybe it's the Trax. Maybe it's the vehicle of the week, the Trailblazer. It's sporty good looks, excellent fuel efficiency, and spacious interior. The Trailblazer provides style and savings. So get in a new vehicle with Monument Chevrolet. They have the vehicle you want at the price you want. Visit them online, monumentchevrolet.com, or go stop by in person at Beltway 8 and 225. GM Jeff, he wants to see you. Stop by, see him, get a fantastic deal. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD, 97.9 HD2.
They say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith.
You're back with Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from inside the Huntington Bank Studios.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2. Our masterpiece,
owned by my... Real in for Joe, Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, 97.9 HD2. A couple leftover mailbag questions. We went to the Texans here in a little bit. Should we be taking this Buc-ee's, the largest Buc-ee's ever? It's not going to be in Texas. Should we take that personally as Texans?
Should we? I put that on there. I think we should. I think the LaGrange one, the LaGrange one got beat out. I think it's LaGrange, right?
I don't remember which Buc-ee's are the largest. That's not really
something.
I don't really look at. I don't study which Buc-ee's are bigger than the other Buc-ee's.
I read the story. It's in Florida now has the largest one.
Yeah.
And it's by like 300 square feet. And it's Luling.
That's not that big.
Yeah. I think Luling should expand theirs by 301. Yeah.
Absolutely.
To just keep
like
the title.
Like add a back room. Add like a beer freezer, you know?
Yeah. Do something.
Yeah. Like when the next guy gets a contract and they get $1 more.
Yeah.
Luling's got to up it by 301 square feet.
Add on. which should be bigger in Texas.
Buc-ee's, by the way, great when you have kids and you just want to stop.
Yeah.
Terrible for a road trip. It is the worst road trip stop. If you are focused on efficiency and you just want to get to your destination, don't stop at Buc-ee's.
No, it's the worst. It's in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I try to avoid Buc-ee's if I can. You're right. It's good for kids. And good like, for it kids. Has its perks. Yeah. Like, I like their breakfast burritos. So like, if you can get there before the crowd.
Have you tried their – time. Sorry to cut you off. Have you tried their cowboy burrito? It's like a Philly cheesesteak in a burrito.
Weird.
It's good.
So
I eat that all – because when I'm driving back for my Fury –
it's got the peppers and onions.
Yeah, peppers, onions, a lot of cheese. So if I'm doing a show in San Antonio for Fury, I normally just drive back because I want to get home. I got stuff to do on Saturdays or whatever, right? So I always stop at the one in Bastrop, and I'll get a cowboy burrito with their potato chips.
Yeah.
Woo.
That sounds good. I'll have to check that out. That sounds really good. The breakfast one that I get, I can't remember if it's the rhino or the hippo. It's the one that has the sausage. I go the sausage instead of the bacon.
Gotcha.
But it's got everything in it. It's got sausage, eggs. It's got the potatoes. Big. Yeah, they're huge.
They're good. Massive. Like, they fill you. So shout out
I like their breakfast. Yeah. Good bathrooms, obviously.
Yeah.
Good snacks. You got it all there. Texans questions if you have them. Junkie, I know our defense is strong, that we only need to rush four players to pressure the quarterback. Nothing complicated. Do you think they should disguise some plays to keep the Patriots guessing?
Yes. If they want to. No, I think they'll be fine. Either way. I'm not going to get to the X's and O's. I will say, though, going back and again, watching that like one hard matchup, right? I don't think the Chargers game was like truly like a hard matchup
for the Patriots. They could have easily lost that game, I think.
Yeah. But looking at their offensive line, as Barrett pointed out, like, man, they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a huge game for Aziz.
Yeah, I think
so. It's
going
to be so big, man.
I think he's coverage especially. Because I think Stevenson and Henderson can kind of – I think they can do some things in the passing game, especially out of the backfield. And I think that's where you can kind of get the Texans a little bit. Mobile quarterbacks can sometimes get the Texans a little bit.
That's the other thing, right? Like flowing, because Drake May does flow a lot.
Uh-huh.
So Aziz has to be on top of it. Whoever's out there.
Yeah.
Because they rotate so many guys with linebackers. But you just got to be on top of it, man. It's going to be a fun game.
I think the Texans get – I think they get a little bit of a bad rap. They're like, hey, we don't disguise anything, and the offenses always know what's coming. Yeah, like they mix it up a little bit.
They do.
And they'll send an extra body or every now and then, especially third and longs. They'll send an extra body or disguise where stuff's coming from. I think people just got caught up in like, okay, they're not running stunts all the time, and you know they're mostly man, and you know they're gonna do what they do, but they got some sophistication to what they do defensively.
You can't be this good without dirt. Yeah, it's not just hey, we're better than you. We're just going out. No, that doesn't work in the NFL.
No.
Did you guys already make your predictions for the weekend before Joe left?
We said who were going to win the game, but I don't think we did a score prediction.
No, not score. No, you already did it.
I think the Texans are going to win. I think the Texans win. Winning 23-20.
Okay, that's a good score.
But, I mean, I don't care if the score, but that style of game, right? Like a physical, hard to score, maybe a special teams touchdown, maybe a defensive touchdown. I think it's going to be very, very tight.
Will it be the most important game in franchise history? Before you laugh. Because I think the Bills are going to win in Denver.
See, I'm on the other side on that. I think Denver's going to
win. So then for you, it's not. Like for me, it goes back to that Titans. You were hosting the Titans if you beat the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You had the lead, all that, right? So with that in mind, like for me, if the Bills win, then you're hosting the AFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is just go to New England and beat them, right? Like, so to me, it does turn into the most important game.
I think that's fine. I love that. I'm okay saying that.
Until next Sunday at NRG when it's the most important game.
I think it's the most important game.
Yeah. If like, you have that home field waiting for you.
No, regardless.
Yeah.
Even without it.
Even with that. Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Because I never really trusted that Bill O'Brien team.
Yeah,
like, same. Even when you were up 24-0, I was like, they're going to find a way to screw it up. If they're at home for Tennessee, they're going to find a way to screw it up. Like, this is a team that I really trust their defense. I like D'Amico as a leader, as a coach. And the AFC just, I guess it didn't matter that year because if you play the Titans weren't great that year.
Yeah.
They just kind of made that run.
The bracket this year worked out in your favor.
I think so.
Yeah. That's why I put the clip out there when I was filling in for John and Lance. I think this is a Super Bowl team. All homerism aside, all that, like, this is a legit Super Bowl team, and I think they will make it to the Super Bowl.
I'm kind of feeling that way, too.
Feel it, man.
I'm kind of feeling that way too.
Feel it. Every Houstonian that likes this team, this is what you've been waiting for. You should feel confident. You should feel amped up. And if they lose, it's all good, man. This defense,
it's all good.
It's all good because this isn't just a 1 year thing.
Right.
This is going to be. I feel like this is a sustainable team.
Until you pay your quarterback too much.
That's something we'll have to figure out. Yeah.
See,
as long as you pay Will Anderson Jr. too. That's fine.
So I was thinking this on the drive in, actually. Will Anderson's going to cost you 40, roughly. Yeah.
And every dollar's worth it.
Kamari Lassiter is going to cost you 20, roughly.
Okay.
That's equivalent to Stroud.
Yeah.
If he gets 60, which I think is probably going to be 55. Maybe.
I don't think he's going to get, I don't think he's going to get to 60.
I mean, but still, if it's 55, like that's a lot of money. I don't know. And look, if you can figure it out cap-wise, whatever. My biggest take when it comes to paying Stroud is don't break up the defense over him. If you can figure out a way to pay them all, okay, cool, totally on board. But I don't want to lose. You're not going to lose Will Anderson. They're going to pay Will. They're not going to lose Stingley. But I don't want to lose like one of your key defensive players, like probably Will, Stingley, Lassiter.
And then you can find the next Hunter.
Those would be my three pillars. And Hunter's older, so like it's kind of
like you can find that guy.
Yeah, maybe you draft pay an him edge. A little bit. Yeah,
yeah.
So like those, like you can't lose those three in my mind.
Yeah,
you can't. Those have to be your pillars defensively.
Your core has to be there.
I think so. And look, maybe you can figure it all out, and this is all moot. Okay, great. Then fine. Then pay your quarterback 55 because it is hard to find a quarterback.
Man, that's going to be interesting if they could figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't see quarterbacks taking less. They're not. CJ doesn't strike me as a guy who's going to be like, hey, man.
Especially
sweetheart
with Mulligetta as his agent.
Yeah.
He's not taking less.
Yeah.
The timing of it is also what I'm in. Like, will he go an extra year without getting an extension? That's possible. Mm. Like, maybe he's not hell bent on getting an extension this year. That could be in play. Yeah. Like, we're assuming with the thought that the moment that he's eligible, they're going to be demanding it. Maybe that's not the case.
That brings us to my final hot take. And I don't think it's that hot. I think the worst thing that could happen. Let's go through best case, worst case CJ Stroud edition this weekend.
Okay.
Worst case, they lose.
Yeah.
And
he plays like he did against Pittsburgh without the big plays.
No, that's the best case. For the Texans side, right?
Oh.
Then you're like, CJ, you're not a $50 million guy. Like, let's have a real conversation. Yeah. That's the best case. The worst case is they lose. CJ has a great game.
Oh, yeah.
Then you've got one game where you're like, throwing wise, CJ was, he had good moments against the Steelers. Again, the turnovers, inexcusable. But let's count that as a quote unquote bad game. And if he goes to New England, has a great game, and let's say they lose on a last second field goal, defense, bended, all the pressure and all that stuff, right? That's the worst case scenario because then you're like, what do you do?
Yeah, you're eliminated and you're like, oh, he's $60 million.
Yeah.
And yeah, their agent, hey, Mulligetta.
Look at this guy.
Us.
He went at 400 yards in the snow.
Right.
Right? That's the worst case scenario.
Yeah. This texture says.
From a future standpoint.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you're saying. Get CJ to take 45 to keep the defense together. He's not taking 45.
Like, he might want to, but Mulligetta's not.
Like the quarterbacks that are making 55. But it would be an insult for him to take 45. Yeah. Like you got Trevor Lawrence there, and Lawrence had like a fine year. Like Purdy's there, Tua's around there, like Goff's there.
But those are all guys that he's in the category. He's not in the upper tier.
Well, there's only one making 60. That's Dak.
Okay, so, throw him out. Mahomes is right there.
Mahomes does like that 50. Weird contract where he like it's kind of team friendly. Like it was a long term contract, but kind of like it manipulates the years to where they can like be better. So what's your score prediction?
I've got Texans winning 17-10.
Okay. Yeah. Similar style game.
I think Bills win. Seattle wins. LA, Chicago, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, man. This Caleb magic is real. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm on LA, San Fran, Denver, Houston.
Nice.
Yeah. Brian, what's the score going to be?
I'll go Texans 17-13.
Okay.
Play the under.
Man, we just did the whole game day thing where we all picked the Texans.
Boom.
Somebody's got to save
Give
the
me
craft.
A mascot.
We need a lone wolf.
I need a Toro.
You need Lee Corso here?
Get Egypt in here. Change the graph, of course. Really, I enjoyed it, man.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you so much. I flew by.
Yeah,
that's when you know it's a good show.
Good show. Good show. I enjoy it. We'll do it again. Thank you to Brian for his mediocre work today. He's
Thanks,
real. I'm Branham. We'll talk to you next week, hopefully on good terms. Have a great weekend, Houston. Goodbye. Texas is back, folks.
ESPN 97.5.